Life Audio.
You are listening to Hope for Women with Father Wounds, episode 41, Affirmations on Who You Are, a launch day celebration. I'm your host, Kia Stevens. This podcast is for women who have experienced pain in their father-daughter relationship as a result of divorce, abandonment, abuse, incarceration, addiction, or a physically present but emotionally absent father. The aim of this podcast is to help you exchange your father wound for the love of God the Father. If you are benefiting from this podcast and think it might help another woman, I encourage you to share it with a friend, rate, comment, and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Today, we are celebrating the release of my first book, Overcoming Father Wounds, Exchanging Your Pain for God's Perfect Love. And I am choosing to celebrate by giving you a free gift, 50 affirmations on who you are. Sis, I know these affirmations will be a huge blessing to you as they have been in my life. So let's go ahead and dive in. The audio for this podcast episode was originally recorded in a YouTube live series on my YouTube channel. You can find the link to my channel in the show notes below. May these 50 affirmations remind you of who you are in Christ. You are a child of God. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. John 1 and 12. You belong to God. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Psalms 103. You are hidden with Christ in God. For you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Colossians 3:3. You are chosen. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. John 15:16. You are holy and blameless, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight in love. Ephesians 1:4. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Matthew 5:14-16. You are a friend of God. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. John 15:15. You are a joint heir with Christ. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. Romans 8:17. You are a new creation. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. 2 Corinthians 5:17. You are one in Christ. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3:26-28. You are a citizen of the kingdom of God. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostle and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. Ephesians 2, 19 through 20. You are righteous and holy. That, however, is not the way of life you learn when you heard about Christ and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your mind, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Ephesians 4, 20 through 24. You are forgiven. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace. Ephesians 1, 7. You are included, and you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. Ephesians 1, 13. You are secure. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand and I shall not be shaken. Psalms 16, 8. You are complete in Christ. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. And in Christ, you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. Colossians 2, 9 through 10. You are not alone. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Deuteronomy 31, 6. You have the mind of Christ. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2, 16. You are love. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. 1 John 3 and 1. You are free. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Galatians 5 and 1. You are safe. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Psalms 91, 1 through 2. You are more than a conqueror. Know in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Romans 8 and 37. You are protected, but the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. 2 Thessalonians 3 and 3. You cannot be separated from the love of God. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8, 38 through 39. You are appointed. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. John 15, 16. You are a masterpiece, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Ephesians 2, 10. You are unique, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Psalms 139, 13. you are delighted in. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. Psalm 18:19. You are enough. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. 2 Peter 1:3. You are an overcomer. Know in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Romans 8:37. You are accepted. Accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. Romans 15:7. You are victorious. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:57. You are clean. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Psalm 51:7. You are beautiful. You are altogether beautiful, my darling. There is no flaw in you. Song of Solomon 4:7. You are qualified, and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. Colossians 1:12. You are rescued. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sin. Colossians 1:13-14. You are strong. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. You are a temple. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. You are gifted. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. 1 Peter 4:10. You are heaven bound, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians 3:20. You are important, and even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Matthew 10:30-31. You are like a jewel. The Lord their God will save his people on that day as a shepherd saves his flock. They will sparkle in his land like jewels in a crown. Zechariah 9:16. You are known. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. Psalms 139:1-2. You are valuable. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Matthew 6:26. You are seen. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love. Psalms 33:18. You are adopted. He predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will. Ephesians 1:5. You have a hope and a future. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11. You are perfect in Christ. For by one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. Hebrews 10:14. You are affirmed. Set his seal of ownership on us and put his spirit in our hearts as a deposit guaranteeing what is to come. 2 Corinthians 1:22. You are brought near to God. But now in Christ Jesus, You who once were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Ephesians 2:13. You are a daughter of God. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. John 1:12. Since this is who God says that you are in his word, you are not defined by your habits, your mistakes, failures, or your past. You are defined by God. You've been listening to the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, episode 41, Affirmations on Who You Are, a launch day celebration. I hope this episode has been a huge encouragement to you, and I want you to know whether your dad is deceased, absent, divorced, unavailable, incarcerated, or you don't know who he is, sis, there is hope for you. Hope to be healed, hope to be secure, hope to be free. Completely free. Hope to be satisfied with the love of God. Yes, there is hope for women with Father Wounds. This was episode 41 of Hope for Women with Father Wounds. I'm your host, Kia Stevens. If you are benefiting from this podcast and think it might help another woman, I encourage you to share it with a friend, rate, comment, and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Be sure and check out the links associated with this podcast so that you can access several free resources for you. For even more support, purchase my newly released book, Overcoming Father Wounds, Exchanging Your Pain for God's Perfect Love, wherever books are sold. Thanks so much for listening to this episode, and I hope you will join me for episode 42, Believing You Are Accepted by God When You Have Acceptance Wounds.
Hope for Women with Father Wounds is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
I found myself on a ledge, three stories high at some condominiums, contemplating my life and struggling to understand my purpose. Have you ever found yourself on the ledge? My name is Billy Yancey. I'm a caring father, mentor, and friend. In my new podcast, Billy and the Goat, I share the life-changing events that shaped who I am today to remind you that no matter how far you've fallen, God can help you get up and thrive. Listen now at lifeaudio.com.